They had said a woman was with them for most of the journey. Horst suspected it was Ingrid Wienkamp. Several others, the youngest ones, he had found himself as they wandered aimlessly through the jungle. He and Jay made a regular circuit of the area round the village in the hope of finding still more, and for every one they did save he suffered the images of 10 more lost in the ferocious undergrowth, stalked by Sace and slowly starving to death. At the end of a fortnight it was obvious that the messy, hot, damp glade was totally impractical as a permanent site. By that time he had over 20 children to look after. It was Jay who suggested they try Homestead Cabin, and 4 days later they were safely installed. Only 5 more children had turned up since then, all of them in a dreadful state as they tramped down the overgrown track between Aberdale and the savannah. Dispossessed urchins, totally unable to fend for themselves, sleeping in the jungle and stealing food from the village when they could, which wasn't anything like often enough. The last had been Eustace, 2 weeks ago, when Horst skirted the jungle on a hunting trip, a skeleton with skin, her clothes reduced to tattered grey rags. She couldn't walk if the Alsatian hadn't scented her and raised the alarm, she would have been dead inside of a day. As it was, he had nearly lost her. "Where is Freya?" Horst asked Danny. "Inside, father, having a rest. I said she could use your bed."
"Good lad, you did the right thing."
Horst let Jay and some of the girls lead the horse over to the water trough, and detailed a group of boys to remove the danderel carcass he'd secured to its back. Inside the cabin it was degrees cooler than the air outside, the thick double layer of mayo planks which made up the walls and ceiling proving an efficient insulator. He said a cheery hello to a bunch of children sitting around the table who were using a reading tutor block, and went into his own room. The curtains were drawn, casting a rich yellow light throughout the room. There was a small figure lying on the bed wearing a long navy blue dress, legs tucked up. She didn't appear starved or even hungry. Her dress was as clean as though it had just been washed. "Hello, Freya," Horst said softly. Then he looked at her fully, and even more of the savannah's warmth was drained from his skin. Freya raised her head lazily, brushing her shoulder-length hair from her face. "Father Horst, thank you so much for taking me in. It's so kind of you." Horst's muscles froze, the welcoming smile on his face. She was one of them, a possessed. Below the healthy, deeply tanned skin lay a wizened, sickly child. The dark dress hid a stained adult's T-shirt. The two images overlapped each other, jumping in and out of focus. They were enormously difficult to distinguish, obscured by a covering veil, which he drew over his mind as well as his eyes. Reality was repugnant. He didn't want to see, he didn't want truth. A headache ignited 3 centimeters behind his temple. "All are welcome here, Freya," he said with immense effort. "You must have had a terrible time these last weeks."
"I did. It was horrible. Mummy and Daddy wouldn't speak to me. I hid in the jungle for ages and ages. There were berries and things to eat, but they were always cold, and I sometimes heard a sace. It was really scary."
"Well, there are no sace around here, and we have plenty of hot food." He walked along the side of the bed towards the dresser below the window, every footfall magnified to a strident thump in the still room. The noise of the children outside had perished. There was just the 2 of them now.
"Father," she called.
"What do you want here?" he whispered tightly, his back towards her.
He was afraid to pull the curtains open, afraid there might be nothing outside.
"It is a kindness."
Her voice was deepening, becoming a morbid atonality.
"There is no place for you on this world any more, not as you are. You must change, become as us. The children will come to you 1 at a time when you call. They trust you."
"A trust that will never be betrayed."
He turned round, Bible in hand, the leather-bound book his mother had given him when he became a novice. It even had a little inscription she had written in the cover, the black ink fading to a watery blue down the decades. Freya gave him a slightly surprised look, then sneered.
"Oh, poor father! Do you need your crutch so badly? Or do you hide from true life behind your belief?"
"Holy Father, Lord of heaven and the mortal world, in humility and obedience I do ask your aid in this act of sanctification through Jesus Christ, who walked among us to know our failings. Grant me your blessing in my task."
Horst incanted.